Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable and to our discussion with Graham McKenna, who is the man in charge of the Linda, a wonderful performing arts venue on Central Avenue in Albany, New York, downtown on Central Avenue. And we welcome Graham to our program this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Very nice to have you with us to tell us what's happening. Great music. What's that?
We were having a little listen to Melissa Ferrick. And Melissa's going to be here tomorrow night. That's April 1st. That is no joke. She will be here. And always love to have her. You were listening. Don't tease you. We were listening to her 2013 album, The Truth Is, and that's a cut that's called Home. And just a wonderful example of the breadth and talent of this wonderful singer-songwriter. Melissa's been at the Linda, I think, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. She's a stalwart. We're so pleased that she's coming back. As always, it's going to be a great evening. There are some artists that sort of make you blush with their honesty and the sort of simple, eloquent quality of their work. Melissa is exactly one of those artists. She's touring behind a great new album called, self-titled, called Melissa Ferrick. I think it's her 12th album, but she will be here Friday night. Doors will open at 7. Show will be at 8 o'clock. That is Melissa Ferrick. Then on April 2nd, which is the Saturday, we're having the Roots Music Series at the Linda presents our annual Roots Music Fest 2016. And we've got a great lineup for you on that night. Ryan Monteblu is going to be our headliner, phenomenal singer-songwriter. We're also going to be bringing James Edmonds' Heavenly Echoes, introducing a new artist to our area, Ira Wolf. She's a great singer-songwriter in her own right. Red-Haired Strangers, who are kind of our Roots Fest house band. And Dan Perillo's Useless Cans are going to be on that, all hosted by our good friend, multi-instrumentalist, roots music scholar, singer-songwriter Michael Eck. So it's a great evening of great roots music. You're going to get to hear a lot of bands, local, regional, and beyond. Come on down. That's an 8 o'clock show. The doors will open at 7 o'clock for that. So come down and see us for the Roots Fest. Then on April 4th, Monday, the Capital Cinema Cultural Exchange is presenting the Icelandic film Of Horses and Men. And Icelandic leading actor and star of the film, Ingvar Egart Sigurðsson. I believe I've said that right. It is a mouthful.
Good for you. Good for you for even trying.
Really,
actually.
Really. Yeah. He's going to be there. He's going to do a Q&A. Of Horses and Men is a great, interesting, jaw-dropping film that kind of offbeat, that looks at the relationship between horses and men. Ingvar is going to talk about being part of the film, answer questions from the audience. Capital Cinema Cultural Exchange is an organization that has been presenting for the last three an International Filmmakers Lab at the Linda. They're having their third one is going to be coming up this September. And it features documentary films, various stages of production, international curated screenings, public and industry panel discussions, all happening September 25th. But Of Horses and Men is a prelude to that. Come out and see that on April 4th. That's a 7 o'clock start to that film. Doors will open about 6 o'clock for that. Then we're getting a little later in the week. Heather Nova is going to be coming on April 8th. Big in the 90s. Boy, you heard Heather everywhere, it seemed. She's back touring against a great new album called The Way It Feels. We're going to have her on the 8th. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is going to be sponsored by the Mark Dimes on April 9th. That's going to be a 9 o'clock showing of Rocky. We'll have the Whip It Outskirts doing their stage version of the show right in front of the film. Always a good time. Our Food for Thought film series will be coming up on the 21st of April. We're going to be presenting the film The Paper Taggers, which is set in Walla Walla, Washington. And I just like getting to say Walla Walla, Washington. But it takes
like Bugs Bunny did.
Just like Bugs Bunny did. But it takes a look at Lincoln High School and the whole issue of trauma-informed communities and their dealing with adverse childhood experiences and what this high school has done to turn that around for many of the youth in that area. Winter Pills are going to be here on the 22nd. We've got another film, Healing Voices, coming up on the 29th. A lot happening. And of course, as always, the music that we do present at the Linda is recorded and broadcast on our show called Live at the Linda, Wednesday nights from 8 to 10. Hope you were listening last night. A real treat. We had a live broadcast of our Roots Music Series on the 6th of April. We're going to be playing some of Jim Gaudet's concerts in advance of him coming back to the Linda from his March 2013 and March 2015 concerts. We had a great concert last summer with a guy named Dale Watson, who brought in a band called Laura Hope and the Arctones. We're going to play that on the 13th. So keep a listen. That's what's coming up both live and on the air.
All good stuff. You can find out more by going to thelinda.org, thelinda.org. Graham McKenna is the man in charge. Graham, thank you.
Not as difficult as Igridson.
No. No, it's McKenna. Graham, thank you very much. Always good to talk to you.
Joe, thanks for having me.
Coming up next, Sean Stone. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.